this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
At least 36 people are dead and 40 inmates escaped after a prison break north of Baghdad. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Officials say the dead, according to others, nearly doubled those numbers. The losses, they're very heavy. Officials say it started when a fight broke out among the inmates, who the prisoners then overpowered the guards who came to intervene. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the prison attack, saying 30 Islamic State militants were included among the escapees. Also in the Iraqi capital today, at least 7 people were killed and 14 others were wounded in the attack on a Shiite pilgrims. The French news agency says that it was claimed responsibility by the Islamic State group. The World Health Organization has declared Liberia officially free of the Ebola virus. And in doing so, the president of that country says that the outbreak was a scar on the conscience of the world, and pain and grief will take a generation to heal. And look reports from Dakar.
Dr. Peter Graf, head of UNMIR, the UN mission for Ebola emergency response, says the real credit goes to Liberians.
It was the communities that self-organized, and it was the communities that understood what this disease was all about. Government and international community, having worked so closely together and having worked with communities, of course made a major contribution. But I think when the history is going to be written about this, the real efforts and the real sort of bending of the curve was because of the